I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I got to, Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking, so I got to turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Who snatches up in front of you?
No, I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling? Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop fucking me.
Hey, what's up, guys? Superman Onyx here. Hey, Russell Fit, one of the newest, baddest workouts out there right now. Now, yes, the word wrestling is in it, but now I'm providing a wrestling ring. But you won't be wrestling. You won't be doing the headlocks or the slams or the spine busters that I do. Yeah. But what you will be doing is everything that we do to get ready to get in the ring. Kettlebell swings, to slam balls, to flipping tires, to hitting tires, to doing Olympic weightlifting movements. Guys, you don't want to miss out on this. Russell Fit is the way to go. Gives you a little bit of everything. Hope to see you soon.
To the turnbuckle, and it's time to run the ropes again. This is a Snapmare Bruiser Nation production, and it's presented by our fine friends at Dummy.
Yeah, it is, because the only way we can run these ropes at 6 o'clock in the evening is with our energy partner Dummy, because I know I'm tired of feeling sluggish and drained during the day. Are you tired of feeling sluggish and drained during the day?
I am so sick and tired of feeling sluggish and drained.
What about you, Trabby? Don't you get tired of feeling all winded halfway through WrestleFit?
Yeah.
Well, then I got the answer for all of us. It's Dubby with unique ingredient coffee fruit cherry extract, providing laser focus and fast reflex effects, perfect for gamers and creators. That's us, because we all play video games and we create stuff on the internet. That's us.
That's us.
That's us.
That's us.
Visit w.gg, use that code BUCKLE, get 10% off each and every order, so you can try some incredible flavors like Calio Cream, Push and Punch, and Galaxy Grenade. W Energy really has something for everyone, especially that big energy tiers. That's good shit, pal.
Big energy tiers, pal. Dummy!
We will have a link in the description when we post the show on all your favorite podcasting apps. Visit w.gg. Get yourself a dose of some real clean energy without the crash or the jitters. Visit w.gg today. Visit, save yourself 10%, and they will send your savings to us if you use the code BUCKLE.
Do you know how grateful we'd be for that?
We'd be very grateful. We'd also be grateful if you would like, subscribe, and share to the Turnbuckle.
Please.
That'd be great. In the Bruiser Nation Podcast Network.
Please,
folks. It'd be fantastic. Please. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook. That's where all our stuff is. You don't want to miss those ASWA shows and highlights. You don't want to miss the three-week-old To the Turnbuckle episodes on YouTube. There's some good stuff on there.
And we're developing plans for a Patreon. We got some good stuff coming there as well.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of shows that I think you'll do one solo, I'll do one solo, maybe Travis, if he wants to and has the time.
And I think we'll test them out together and kind of collide.
Uh-oh.
A little collision.
Uh-oh.
See what I did
and
there?
And so what we'll
see
do,
what
look
see
how
what
look at us.
Yeah.
Like fast friends over here. And so what we'll do, we'll record those and we'll throw them out on the regular feed, see how popular they are, and then we'll be like, "All right, well, one show for free is fine.
Yeah.
13 shows for free, I don't know.
One, two tops, but after that, folks,
gets to be a lot. So we're trying to grow this thing so we can sit here and talk about wrestling each and every night after each and every show. But
we can't
do that without support from our listeners.
Can't do it without you,
baby. The support we get from our listeners, we can put back into the business. And if you spread us around, we can get some ad revenue, too. But we can't get there without our listeners' help. I'm not trying to panhandle. I'm not really trying to ask for something for nothing. But get us up in those algorithms. Share, recommend, follow the Bruiser Nation Podcast Network.
You love us or not. You love us or not.
Everyone can hear our ridiculous opinions and the sultry sound of our voices.
Dulcet tones, baby. Dulcet tones. All right. Time to keep using those dulcet tones because it's time to run the ropes. Would you like that?
That was the greatest run I've ever seen in my life. And I want to record you in front of a green screen and throw a monster behind you in video, like Godzilla.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
Just take the video I took at the Arnold.
Which one?
The one where we're running down the hall like jackasses.
Oh, I don't think you shared those with me, you jerks.
Well, maybe
it should be in the chat or Snapmare chat.
We'll find it for you.
Okay, let's go 2 years in the past in the Snapmare chat. It's not going to take me fucking 3 weeks.
You don't have to do that, actually. You can what they call a search and conversation. But nonetheless, let's run the ropes.
So what, I would search a video, and that'll narrow it down?
No, you could go around the time of the Arnold, and it would you could figure it out.
I don't think Messenger has AI where I could be like, can you go to this date?
You stop. Just
you also make it seem like that chat gets used on the daily. Yeah.
That's a business chat.
All the more reason why we should probably use it more.
I don't think it's been used in 2 years.
James, how are you, brother? James, thanks for tuning in. Greatly appreciate it. Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob, boys.
I used it the other day, last week.
Uncle Bob tuning in. How are you, Uncle Bob? WrestleMania coming up.
What's up?
Buddy.
We're chilling like villain here, people. All right, time to run those ropes. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
WWE has reached out to Stone Cold Steve Austin about appearing at WrestleMania 40 per a PW Insider Elite report. No word yet on Austin's role, just there have been talks. That same site says the WWE is talking to Hulk Hogan, the Immortal One, about next week, but it's likely just for appearances around WrestleMania and not any angle on the show itself. So let's talk about two of the most iconic names in professional wrestling history. We'll start with the Stunner Man himself, old Stone Cold Steve Austin and Rattlesnake. Mr. McCarthy, I'm going to start with you. Is there a place for Stone Cold on WrestleMania 40?
Yes.
What would you do?
Yes, there is. What would I do?
Yeah.
What would I do?
What do you think?
I would have the Bloodline beat the shit out of Cody Rhodes and break that glass. And The Rock and Austin beats up everybody but Roman. There's a big old smaz. Jay comes out. Like, a whole big thing. I want it to be a whole big, stupid, overbooked, ridiculous nonsense. Because, damn it, that's the story you're telling me right now. So I want to see it. Because when you don't overdo it and you hold it for special occasions, like, it's fucking awesome. Like Edge and Christian in their I Quit match, it was awesome because those two don't do that all the time, but it was overbooked, ridiculous nonsense. Sometimes that's the best pro wrestling. That's what I want to see Sunday night. I want to see people taking stunners. I want to hear the glass break because, I mean, since Cody's the only person in WWE besides Roman and The Rock that has standout music, might as well get Stone Cold Steve Austin in there. We at least have four standout musics at WrestleMania. It'll be great.
The theme songs really are dull nowadays.
They are. It's sad. I miss it.
Mr. Napper, what say you? Stone Cold Steve Austin to Mania? If that is the case, what would you do with him? Let me know.
I think there's a place for him. I feel like it has to kind of be in that Bloodline scenario. The only other scenario that you could maybe throw him in, because he has now kind of connections with KO because of the whole match and everything that they had, you could kind of throw him in the triple threat with KO, Randy, and Logan Paul and have him stun KSI. That'd be kind of funny.
Maybe a special guest referee spot.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be fun. Those are the only two spots I really can kind of think of, at least given the card as it is. But like Jason said, there's always going to be a spot for him because you don't see him that much anymore. And so just like you're seeing now with The Rock, even though we've seen him a healthy amount since he's come back, every single time the music hits, you get that pop because you don't know when you're going to see it again. You don't know if you're ever going to see it again. And so people are going to get excited for that because we have not seen it. And it's something that people enjoy. And so wherever you can fit them, if you can get them to go, fit them in, whatever you have to do. Cause it's money and that's what you need.
Money. Need
best money, money, money.
Best things in life are free. Money. You can give me the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. All right. That same site says that the WWE is talking to Hulk Hogan about next week, but it's likely just for appearances around WrestleMania and not just for any angle on the show. Now, it was just announced about an hour ago. Hulk Hogan's going to make an autograph appearance at what they're calling WWE World. That's at, you know, the used to be called WrestleMania Access. Now they're calling it WWE World, whatever the blue hell the difference is, I'll never know. Would you have Hulk? It is the 40th anniversary of WrestleMania. I know my views on the Hulkster are different than you folks. But Travis, I'm going to start with you. Given that it's the 40th anniversary, would you use Hulk Hogan on night one or night two? And if so, how would you do it given his limitations?
I probably would, but it wouldn't be anything like ringside. It would probably just be like a backstage thing. Have like an R-Truth Alpha Academy, some kind of goofy shit segment, and him just pop up and say something and
brother
walk off the screen. Or, you know, have something with Pierce and Aldis, or just some sort of backstage segment where he can just kind of shoehorn his way in, say brother, and get the hell out.
I got it.
R-Truth thinks he's John Cena.
Nice.
R-Truth thinks he's John Cena.
I think
it'd be great.
I think that would be fun.
R-Truth thinks he's in the Silver Dome. Yeah. Hulk Hogan thinks he's in the Superdome.
Yeah, it's great. I think you're right, Jason, but I don't know if Hogan's got the comedy chops for it.
He doesn't need to be funny. It's just R-Truth that needs to be funny, because he can be the host, and R-Truth can be like, oh, my boyhood hero, John Cena, and now it's even funnier because he was probably a boyhood hero of Hulk Hogan. Like, yeah. Hogan was probably his real boyhood hero, but he says it's John Cena. I can see the comedy gold, especially when he has one of those championship belts on his waist with The Miz, and The Miz is just like...
Here's what I
hate it here.
I want Truth to call him Tozawa.
Miz? Or Hogan?
Hogan. Call Hogan Tozawa.
Akira Tozawa, how are you? And then Hogan's just with the Feather Brothers. What?
Like, what?
He called Rich Tozawa.
That's fair.
So here's what I would do with the Hulkster at this advanced stage. I think you either have him do a little feel-good promo at the start of the show, talking about 40 years of WrestleMania, you know, everybody gets to sing Real American, that whole deal. Or you could simply, because they will do this both nights, have him come out and announce the attendance record for one night.
There you go.
I mean, that's not, you know, you get the feel-good, there he is to kind of celebrate 40 years of WrestleMania. He was, you know, he and Cowboy Bob are the only ones left from the, I mean, Mr. T is too, but he doesn't, you know, it's hard to kind of count. So you get
it's probably fair.
You get to celebrate the 40 years of WrestleMania. Hogan comes out, announces the attendance, or again could do a feel good thing to kick off the show. Everybody, you know, he doesn't have to come all the way out. He can stand on the, you know, he could stand on the ramp like.
Well,
he
yeah,
has
make it easy. There's no reason to go down, yeah. Especially at WrestleMania. Like don't maybe Raw, no, yeah, but Wrestle. Yeah. I mean, that thing's like a mile long.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
The entrance is a mile long. You stay up there, buddy.
You stay up there, so you don't even have to break out your walking stick, and you can still sell like you can do it. So yeah, that's the two things I would do: either have a feel good moment at the start of the show, or he can come out and announce the attendance and do a little promo there as well. I think it's pretty simple. People like me that like him and want to see him, get him for 5 minutes, and everybody that doesn't want to see him, you only had to tolerate him for 5 minutes out of a two-night show, calm down. So, yeah, I just think it's, again, no offense to Mr. T, but he wouldn't quite bring the thunder, because we're not going to associate it with in the same way.
He wasn't in WCW.
He also wasn't in the Thunderdome.
That's sad. No one laughed.
It wasn't funny.
I tried. Leave me alone.
All right. Let's move on. Speaking of another veteran, Jake the Snake Roberts has re-signed with AEW, a one-year deal. I'm kind of surprised at this, to be frank with you, Mr. McCarthy, because until late, I mean, he was on Ring of Honor a few weeks ago, and he was on a Dynamite. What was it? 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah, something like that.
Saturday, Lance Archer wrestles on Collision. He's not on the graphic, but usually he's not, and so that doesn't mean anything. Are you surprised that Tony Khan is re-upping Jake Roberts for at least one more year, given how sparsely he's used and given his health issues?
Probably not. It's probably fine. I think it's fine.
Probably not. It's not. I asked what you felt.
I feel that what it's fine. What do you feel? I think it's fine. I mean, Jake the Snake Roberts gets to work when he wants to. More often than not, him and Lance Archer share TV time. That's cool. I mean, maybe this is his swan song. Oh, hey, buddy, Jason Jenkins is watching. That's my dude from high school. We graduated together.
There's no such thing as a swan song for Jake Roberts.
But look. You got to hear me out, though.
Okay.
Look, maybe this is what we need to get the Righteous and Lance Archer more TV time. Maybe. I'm not saying it'll happen. I'm not saying that because Tony Khan handed out money that things are suddenly going to turn around on the TV side for Lance Archer and the Righteous. I'm not saying that. But there's potential there if they choose to go that direction for Lance Archer to be one of your top, if not top heel in the company.
I agree.
So I'm happy about it because that means Lance Archer's probably still around because Jake the Snake Roberts is happy with what he's doing. Hopefully Lance Archer's happy with what he's doing, so they both stay and we can get some stories for the Murder Hawk monster, because it's not what he deserves. It's what he's fucking earned.
Look, I think it's wonderful that Jake Roberts has re-signed for a year. I agree. I think this might point to a kind of recommitment in both their characters. I don't know if it'd be something major, but just something on TV a little bit more consistently, especially because you've had names go down, either losing them or people get hurt. And so I think we're off to a good start, because remember, Saturday on Collision, the Righteous and Lance Archer are going to wrestle. And so, again, Jake Roberts is not on that graphic, but he usually isn't, so that doesn't indicate anything. I think we're into a good start. I'm glad Jake Roberts is signing for another year. Travis, what's your thoughts? Are you surprised that Tony Khan is investing in the Jake Roberts business another year, given how sparsely he's used him, given the health issues, given all those things?
I was, but I was also just kind of shocked for Jake himself.
Trust me.
I don't think he should give it up, but at the same time, I am kind of surprised he's not at a point where he maybe just wants to take time off and take time away.
He gets plenty of time off when he's under contract.
I mean, he gets there forever.
Right.
A little too much time. It's pissing me off.
But we also
Party by TV!
He's a lot of he's just not being in, just not being used, or if he's really there all the or really not there all the time and what that situation's like. But you know, it was a little bit of a shock. It was just one of those weird things you read and it's like, oh, he's re-signing. Cool. Good for him. Hopefully it's a good thing for him, you know, physically, mentally. That's the only thing I really still ever worry about with him for the most part is just where he's at mentally.
Oh, we'll know if he goes haywire, boys, trust me.
Oh, I know.
Because TMZ will be out there.
They always got somebody waiting in the wings to catch somebody doing something stupid.
But at least he's got, you know, we know he's got people in his corner now at this point. So even if he does kind of veer off, I have a feeling he'd still be in good standing with at least with, drew a blank on his name already. Oh, DDP.
Yeah, Diamond Dallas. No, I think keep in mind how much Jake Roberts has missed because, you know, he was kind of in the wilderness for so long due to his drug issues. I mean, getting booked here and there on independence, whether he showed up was a question, whether he showed up in good shape was another.
There's some stories. There's some stories.
There's videos. There's all sorts of things. We kind of think you know, maybe he's ready to rest. But again, I think he had a lot of years in the wilderness, and I think he wants to take advantage. I think it's great for Jake. Hopefully it gives him something to shoot for and stay sober. He's doing really well. You know, he's back with his first wife. They've reconnected, and they're in good spots. And so my only concern for Jake is I don't think it's smart he lives in Las Vegas, but that's just my opinion. But he's doing really well. So we could be I could be wrong. So that'd be interesting to see again Lance Archer and the Righteous Wrestle Saturday on Collision. Interesting. All right. So according to Fightful, while AEW only just announced Kosha Irby as COO, he's actually been helping run the promotion since January. Everyone within the company has been pleased with her work so far. McCarthy, you put the AEW in awesome. Yeah. Remember that? That's been a while.
With my, like, mystery shirt that I bought with my Sting shirt.
James says that he'd like to join the broadcast sometime. He's got a lot of speak on this whole Bloodline thing. You know, we're looking at ways to kind of get more fan
and
opinions. Maybe send us a video and, you know, we could...
Yes, we could.
And again, we'll review it.
Fucking beautiful.
And we'll maybe send us a video and we'll review it. And I'm sure you'll keep it pretty clean. Where can they send it, Mr. McCarthy?
BuckleBrigade@gmail.com. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, because the Buckle Brigade is going live on Thursdays from 5 to 8, and maybe someday on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. I'm not going to go all 24/7. I'm going to go 2/7. 7 days a week, 2 hours a day. That's our goal.
But Uncle Bob,
Worry, Travis. It's down the road. I have to be able to not work my shoot job to do that.
Yeah, get it done. That's right.
But the way we start is fan engagement. So yes, go ahead, James, Jimmy, Uncle Bob. Go ahead and send us your. I almost called him Uncle Buck because of that John Candy movie.
Nice.
Send us, you know, good clean video at Buckle Brigade. @gmail.com. That goes for my buddy Jason Jenkins, Jason Sensation, buddy. I miss those days. And yeah, give us your thoughts and we'll play them each week. We'll have to watch them first to make sure they're clean enough. I mean, we're not saying you can't cuss because we do, but like, we are not going to stand for nastiness and bitterness and real opinions that aren't
hateful. And don't do politics or religion. Just keep it to wrestling.
Because we don't do that here.
Try really hard if somebody would behave themselves. So, Uncle Bob, send it to I don't know. Your ugly cousin.
Wow, that's egregious.
Send it to Buckle Brigade. At least I didn't call you ugly. @gmail.com. Send us a video. What do you have to say about the Bloodline? And what do you say about the situation? Are you tired of it? Let us know. Again, send it to Buckle Brigade. @gmail.com. John Candy is a legend. Tyler, we don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide, brother. How are you? All right. Fightful Select says some things were progressing slower than anticipated in regards to MJF's recovery process, but they always knew he'd be out for quite a while. Let's talk about MJF. Let's talk about Maxwell, Jacob Freeman, who's better than you, and you know it. Travis, I'm going to start with you on this one.
Mm-hmm.
He got pulled from the roster sheet, pulled from the roster page. All of a sudden, he's not on the AEW.com roster, and then he's not on the Shop AEW roster. I mean, he's not there. So, Travis, I'm going to start with you, because Jason is ready with bated breath. Does that mean anything? Are we getting worked, or is this a con job? Is this a con job? See what it did there? Or is there trouble in paradise like a Kofi Kingston finishing move? What is your take? Spin those wheels for me one good time.
I'd say we're most likely being worked, mostly because nothing has really come out. You know, usually with AEW rumors where there's smoke, there's fire. When one pops up, 20 more take its place.
Like whack-a-mole.
Exactly. Kind of haven't really seen much regarding that and regarding his status with AEW to make it make believe that he's not still there. I've also seen a lot of movement with people on websites at this point, to the point where I don't even believe it. anymore because, like, Ridge Holland just got moved to the alumni section, and I don't even believe that is real. So,
but he retired on Tuesday.
Did he, though?
Retired.
Did he?
I mean,
that's not a word.
Now, just because he retired on Tuesday doesn't mean he can't come back on Friday.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, yeah, I'm inclined to believe we're getting worked. It is kind of strange, given if he is still there, why they would take him off entirely. But yeah, I still am very much inclined to believe it's a work.
All right, Mr. McCarthy, you put the AEW in awesome, as I said previously. What do you say? What's the status on MJF? Why was he taken off the page?
The bidding war of 2024. That's not really a bidding war of 2024, but it's the story that MJF wants to tell.
Allude to me, sir. What do you?
He's been saying it the whole time that he's going to take, you know, money from the highest bidder. Doesn't matter if it's AEW or that other company.
Or that other company.
I don't remember how he referred to WWE, but can't be 100% sure, but I'm confident that he still works there. I'm confident that he'll be there for a few more years at least. I'm also confident that he is really attached to this bidding war of 2024 thing. And so that's what Tony Khan's going to do because he's MJF. And, well, okay, sure, why not? You really haven't let me down yet, so let's give this a shot. But, yeah, I think that's what they're doing. I think it's just to further the storyline.
All right.
And that's really just kind of like his personality. He really, really likes the kayfabe style of wrestling. He really seems to invest in trying to keep things kayfabe.
He's so invested in it, he gets his mom involved. Like, he's so old school about it.
And that's
when he was so still strange. A heel, his mom was tweeting that she hated him. I'm like, oh my god, this is great. The whole family is in this kayfabe world. I love it.
The whole family.
I don't think mom was kayfabing.
Just because someone is a mom doesn't mean they don't hate their kid.
Yeah, probably. You're not wrong. He's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
But he's hilarious.
Boy, he's a real Satchel Richards.
Mom was taking those teenage years and bottling up feelings and letting it all out.
Because you won't believe what he did to me. All right, so other report from Fightful, old Sean Ross up. Has anybody seen, well, we talked about it some last week, but boy, Ronda Rousey has said a lot over the last week regarding WWE. Mm-hmm. And Vince and Triple H and Bruce Pritchard, who she might have a hit on at this point. it's been a lot. She had a long discussion with Triple H about, you know, I don't want to be a part of something that has mediocrity. She alleges that Vince was still running things via text message to Bruce Pritchard during his first retirement. She doesn't believe that he's really gone now. So Fightful touched on some of that. Sean Ross of Fightful has said he reached out to see about some of the claims Ronda Rousey's been making regarding WWE, and, quote, some of them were debunked. Now, I find it a little suspicious that Sean Ross Sapp didn't kind of delve into which ones. I would have liked to have known more details on that. Maybe I will at some point. Jason, I'm going to start with you on this one. What do you think of Ronda Rousey just running the old, the lips, flapping the gums, as Stone Cold Steve Austin would say, regarding WWE? And again, mediocre, you know, it's a shit show, it's this, it's that. Vince was still running things while he was gone. Bruce Pritchard is the avatar. Triple H, we had a long talk about mediocrity. She doesn't really believe he's gone now. Ronda Rousey said a lot in the last week. What is your thoughts?
I'm going to have to say that she's probably full shit. I mean, I thought that before because, you know, you hear veterans like The Undertaker come back and they're like, you know, no one's yelling. And it made me feel weird. Like, it's cool. But it was weird. Like, you hear all this stuff from outsiders talking about what the locker room is like now. I think she's a little bit bitter. Don't know why. She can be bitter if she had a bad experience backstage. That's cool. Don't be bitter because the fans turned on you because your effort wasn't there, and I'll tell you that to your face. That's not my fault. That's not the company's fault. Your effort was different in year one than it was in year two. That's not my fault. That's yours. So come at me, Rhonda. It's fine. I have an argument for you and video evidence because this is wrestling. And I can get the entire Ronda Rousey wrestling library on Peacock if I felt so inclined. But yeah, I'm not that much of a fan. I'd watch that first year again if we were going to be like, we could do it as a special episode of a bunch of people. We could do Kurt Angle's first year. We could do Ronda's. We could do Brock's. And then, like, pick 5 years down the road as I'm off on a tangent trying to plan new things for the shows that we're not doing yet.
I hear you.
But, no, I think she's full of shit. I mean, Sonrash Sapp is probably, I'd say, at the top of the list almost as to what he is willing to say and what he is willing to disclose. He knows probably what is exactly right and exactly wrong, but it's not his place to say it, so he's not going to. He's going to say this, that some of these were debunked. It's not my place because I wasn't involved in the situation to tell you what was debunked. Sure. I'm not going to speculate. Like, a Meltzer would speculate.
Uncle Bub, she's out promoting. She has a new book that's she's promoting. That's why she's had too many opinions recently, and they've gone pretty public. I want to go back to your question, though. He said, has The Rock's promo been off? And I want clarification on what you mean before we answer that question. We will answer that question, but off in what way is what we would like to know.
That's what I asked him.
We gladly would answer that question. Just want more specific before we delve in.
The timing is beautiful. It was like same time.
Look, great minds here. There's a reason the three of us, look, we have our ups, we have our downs, but for some reason we are stuck like glue, as the old Sugarland song once said. All right. So we're going to keep moving along, but don't worry, Uncle Bob. We are watching for your comments. We will answer. Mr. Napper, I want your thoughts on Ronda Rousey running the old gums on all. I mean, she's got conspiracy theories almost. And here's the kicker. She didn't have a bad experience in WWE. She didn't talk about how she was mistreated. She didn't talk about how Vince mistreated her. She didn't talk about how Triple H mistreated her. She said that she was tired of being Vince's action figure. I believe she said bleeping action figure. But that doesn't really say that he did you wrong. Because technically, if you're the booker of a company, they are kind of your action figures. You get to decide where they go. That's how it kind of works. In some ways. I mean, that's an inhumane way to describe it, but honest to God, they get to decide what to do with their toys. That's just the reality of it. Travis, I want your thoughts. Ronda Rousey said a lot. You have the floor.
I'm just kind of surprised she has these opinions given where she came from. Like, you worked for the UFC, which is not the same thing, but kind of is the same thing. I find it very hard to believe that she wasn't in some way treated the same way in the UFC, and yet you never hear her talk shit about the UFC hardly at all. And if she has, I've missed it. It just seems so weird to go off on such a tangent about how the WWE is ran and how she feels it's gone for her and how she was treated and stuff like that. It's like, I mean, in the UFC, you were pretty much their toy to play with too. They picked who you fought. They picked where you fought. They picked when you fought. What's the difference? The only difference in WWE is they pick when you win. Fair. Big whoop.
Fair. And I'm not going to get into the moral discrepancies of either man at this point in the show, but it's not like Dana White is the most...
Jesus?
It's not like he's the most upstanding citizen in the world. I mean, His life is his business, but let's be clear also that he's had some peccadilloes. I mean, let's not
a pretty recent one too.
Yeah, so
and weren't him and Vince like best friends?
They were tight during the.
Well, you know what they say about terrible people.
They were tight about. Stop it. We said we weren't getting into the peccadilloes of everybody's personal life.
I didn't say any specific thing. I just made a comment.
I never do.
Yeah.
That's not really my thing. It's not really my thing. I'm kind of up all the time.
That's fair.
I'm intense. 100% fair. I'm passionate about passion. So, they were tight during this most recent partnership until Vince's resignation. They were, matter of fact, Vince helped them get the Saudi deal for UFC. Vince was a driving force in that. And Dana White had nothing but good gushing things to say about Vince McMahon until his resignation. Uncle Bob, as far as The Rock being phony, you're barking up the wrong tree with me because I think he's phony anyway. I mean, I think he's faker than a $3 bill. He's a phony, see-through son of a bitch, as far as I'm concerned. That's the way I feel about it. And I don't think he'd give a damn if WWE closes his door or tomorrow.
I mean, he's making decent money. I'm sure he'd care.
Yeah, he's not. I mean,
I'm not saying that he's hurting, but I mean, losing money still sucks.
All right, I'm just saying.
It sucks.
But no, I think that he's been better during this now full-fledged heel run. I think he's been better, but I also think it's also a different time, and so the way he's going to come off now is not necessarily how he's going to come off in 1998 or 2003. 2024, we all know just how big of a work this all is. 2024, most of the fan base is cynical as hell anyway. It's a different time, so to be completely fair to him. It's hard for him to come off the same way because we're in a different world, in a different time, and he's at a different point of his life. So I don't know if he's phony per se, but I don't know if they've found the most authentic thing for him to. I don't know if they found the different authentic thing for him to. Well, right, Uncle Bob. It's still the same shtick, right? It's literally what we complain about, not necessarily me. It's literally what most complain about part timers about the lack of evolution. And it's mostly the same shtick we've seen in 1998 or 99 or 2003. People will talk about all the time of it's the same thing for such and such, but for some reason, old Dwayne gets a pass because he's got that big Dwayne energy. But we got to keep moving it along.
Does he know?
Well, in a lot of people's estimation, Ryan, hey, I'm talking to you. We'll keep moving along. Keep putting your comments. We'll keep getting to them. Promise you. Thanks, Uncle Buck, for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And remember, if you want to give your thoughts on the Bloodline or Dwayne The Rock Johnson, feel free to send a video to bucklebrigade@gmail.com. We will review it and we'll post it here and air it during the show. We certainly would. Don't be afraid to do that if you get some time. We'd be glad to do it. All right, Minneapolis is working under the assumption they'll be hosting WrestleMania 41 and hope an announcement can be made in the coming weeks, according to Fightful Select. Minnesota looking likely to get WrestleMania 41 because this business, not only do you take a licking, you just keep right on ticking. And so, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the biggest wrestler from Minnesota currently today is a guy. He's a beast. He's an anomaly. He's a storm of an F5 category. What do you think about Minnesota maybe getting WrestleMania, Jason?
I mean, I guess it's cool.
And would potentially, given that he's still under contract as we speak, would that guy maybe be a part of that particular show in a year, depending on where things stand with a whole lot of things?
It definitely depends on where things
stand. Are you ruling it out?
I barely ruled him out of this year's WrestleMania, depending on what else came out. There's always that, this was no big deal that could come out about Brock. We don't know yet. So I'm not going to be like, a year from now, there's no fucking way they're going to use him in Minneapolis. I mean, it just makes sense. If he's cleared of all this and all this is still going on, but he's not involved... then, I mean, you'd almost be stupid not to. It's the hometown guy. I mean, of course, unless, you know, you can't trot him out there if he's demon number two, because we know who demon number one is. So, I mean, it's a catch-22 almost to answer it right now. I'd use him. Like, if it all, you know, I wouldn't be like, hey, yeah, you're there next year at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but hey.
Like today, I wouldn't say that today. But if it all kind of blows over for him as they get deeper into this Vince stuff, then you gotta consider it. You don't have a lot of Minnesota guys that have made a name for themselves as much as he has in the entertainment sports space.
Travis, I know you're a man that that really likes to take the
WrestleMania
piss.
50 in the shoe. I'm tired of this shit.
Yes, please, God.
Sorry,
damn
I had to
it.
Say it.
Travis, you're a man that likes to take the piss out of my cells every time you get the chance.
Yeah, I do.
There's a certain guy from Minnesota. S-O-T-A, soda.
Soda.
Soda. Minnesota. Anywho, there's a certain guy, former football player, former UFC fighter, that is pretty darn famous from that doggone area. As things stand now, given that he's still under contract with the company, could we maybe pencil him in for next year? Maybe, perhaps, huh? Kind of, maybe, who?
Like Jason said, it really depends if anything else comes out with this whole thing. As it stands now, I think it would probably be fair to have him penciled in for it. At most, and, you know, I try to be careful with this.
Hey.
At most, he's guilty of receiving things. I mean, I don't know the specifics of the law in wherever this would be tried, so it kind of just depends. But I don't know if he technically broke a law or did anything that would be deemed illegal.
I think it depends on whether he requested it or not.
Yeah.
And then it would have to determine if she was willing to share it with him. Like, I think it's really convoluted and fucking confusing. That's why I don't know the law. Yeah. I'm just guessing, but that would make sense to me.
I don't either. And I don't even want to guess, but it really just depends how that all comes about. And if I can't say that I feel like there's going to be criminal implications with all of that, at least from what's come out so far and the fact that nothing has come out since. But we also know that so far it seems like TKO is a no bullshit company.
Unless you're Nick
Wait, what?
Unless you're Nick Khan.
They sure
defended him.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Suddenly she wasn't telling the truth about that.
Well.
It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Let's just be.
Corporate
all fucked
lawyers,
up.
They're terrible, right?
Yeah. Turn my mic back on.
You're on.
All right, just checking.
I just had to turn us down so Travis could be hurt. Like, yeah, I had to turn our headphones down our dozens of fans could hear Travis properly.
Here's the kicker, and absolutely, Uncle Bob, you're welcome. Again, please keep those comments coming. Send a video. Go ahead. So here's the thing. Like, you're right. TKO does seem to be no nonsense. And I thought that for sure until now. Nick Khan has been implicated. And they jumped to his defense quicker than a blitzing linebacker. So I don't understand, and I'm not calling anybody guilty or not guilty of anything, or lying or otherwise, why that part is definitely not true, but the rest of it definitely is true in their eyes. Fair, Mr. McCarthy? Fair question.
I mean, I guess that's fair, but maybe they wanted to get rid of him
I think they did.
So it was, here's an excuse.
Yeah, here it is. We don't care if you did or not. Get out.
It's like what my boss taught me at Jason's Deli when he was training me. Eric Faulkner, great dude. He said, he's just letting, like, this specific person kind of fuck off a little bit, just letting him do his own thing. I'm like, dude, you want me to go handle this? He's like, no. I'm trying to get rid of him. Got to let him hang himself for me to get rid of him. Oh, bet. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. He didn't take hours away.
Yeah.
He didn't suspend, like, he warned and this, that, and the other, but instead of fucking with his money, he's just like, I'm just going to watch him and let him fuck up. He's already going to fuck it up.
Well, we'll see.
Let him tie his own noose.
We'll see how it all shakes out, folks. We'll see how it all shakes out. Just thought it was interesting to point all that out, because Nick Khan still is very much actively working for the company.
And let's also be honest, Brock has kind of done kind of the same thing where he's kind of given them reasons to want to for them to want to see him kind of just leave him out to hang.
Yeah.
Especially sure. with the way the deal started and his reaction to said deal.
Yeah, he wasn't thrilled.
No. Yeah, that jerk walked away. We should be mad at him forever. Us fans should be.
I don't like it, but
he came back and did the show. So
I'm just being facetious. I really don't fucking care.
And at least it's harder to be mad at Brock for that because I'm never under the illusion he gives a shit about me.
I mean, that's fair.
Like, I don't think he likes the fans. I think he likes the money, and I think he likes to get beat people up for a living.
He also could kill all of us.
Yeah, with the grasp of a bare hand.
So, that's yeah. fair.
So that's pretty interesting.
But why would he kill us if we're mad at him if he doesn't give a fuck about us? Why are you worried about...
He's possibly done other bad things. I'm not going to believe
I'm just saying, if Ari Emanuel, Bruce Pritchard, or Triple H decide to fire said Brock Lesnar, I would go ahead and make that call to his house and not have him come in for the meeting. Because then you're going to need another headquarters building. Because he's going to really screw it up. And so I'm fired, huh? All right.
Cool. You're welcome, Uncle Bub.
He'll be like, charge this, you stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah. Probably.
You could see
probably.
It.
Probably.
All right, finally, Monday's show in Chicago was the highest attended Raw since 2019's Raw after WrestleMania 35 in Brooklyn per WrestleVotes, WrestleTix, and Wrestling Observer also noted it beat last year's Raw 30 anniversary for the post-pandemic record, but... the Observer's making a big prediction here. He thinks April 8th Raw after WrestleMania is going to set a new mark. Do you think that's going to set a new mark? Think so?
Yeah, I'd say there's a pretty good chance. Pretty good chance, brother.
All right. And then finally, and then this is it for the run of the ropes, WWE Speed is going to premiere on X, formerly known as Twitter, on April 3rd. Where matches are timed at like 5 minutes or less or something. Pete Dunne's been producing some of those matches that are being taped. Are you going to watch WWE Speed? I'm going to start with you, Travis.
Probably not.
Yeah, he said, to hell with you. I like it.
I don't get on Twitter as it is, and so that's probably not going to make me start.
Well, you know, brand new show, brand new championship, you're starting a tournament?
I do like tournaments. Yeah. I do. Maybe.
All right. Elite,
I'll consider.
You might watch the first episode and see how you feel about it.
Yeah.
So, Mr. McCarthy. WWE Speed on X. Are you going to take a peek at it?
I think I'm going to give it a chance and see what it's all about, even if it's to show support for Pete Dunne and the younger guys on the totem pole that are on Speed. I'm interested. Yep. Like, I can't be like, oh, yeah, like the first, like, I love the sport, the pro wrestling part of pro wrestling. Everything else, like the over-the-top shit and the characters and the promos, now that's just icing on the cake for me. So, it's kind of my bag. It sounded real stupid at first, but some quick 5-minute matches, see what they can do in that little bit of time, kind of tells you where they are, because 5 minutes isn't really enough time to tell a good, like, layered story. But you can start one in 5 minutes. You can have a decent match in 5 minutes. It's when you get less than five that it becomes a problem. So we can see where these guys are as far as development, which is a reason why they're doing this. It gives Pete Dunne a vehicle to learn. Maybe that's his plan for when he steps out of the ring, is to produce matches. This is a nice way to get his feet wet and not have the pressure of producing all the matches on live TV. Yeah, he did the other night. That match was great. Cool. But like, this is to get him more experience and get his feet wet in this system. And the same for the people that are going to be on it. So, long story short, yeah, I'm going to check it out. I'm not going to be like, grr, 5-minute matches, that's fucking stupid. Where's the story going to be? No, it's pro wrestling. I don't give a shit. I'm going to check it out and see if it bangs.
It's probably stupid, but I can't find out for sure until I try it.
You mean you're not going to bish off it and read about it and then bitch?
Oh! Good transition, my boy. Did anybody see last night on X, on Twitter? Well, this morning, and I was awake, and I sent it to you fine fellas in our Marks and Damn Proud of a group chat.
I saw that one.
And I sent it to you, and because, has anybody heard of the news? Eric Bischoff, he has announced that his Strictly Business podcast will be shutting it down.
Wow.
Cutting it. Calling it a day. He's too busy. That's what he says. That's what was told. And then Tony Khan responded with some savagery that Randy Savage would be proud of. Look, I know that we all have our kerfluffles about his Twitter use, but this was fire.
This one was funny. If you're gonna do it, at least be funny.
This was absolutely fire. Because what he said when they broke the news that Strictly Business would be ending, he said, let me get the tweet here because I want to just be accurate. sorry, that's how good the Eric Bischoff tears taste. They were just delicious. They were just delicious. Thank you, sir. Tony Khan said this, and I quote, "Sunsetting this fraud of a business podcast before the next AEW media deal is a wise choice."
That was funny.
Jason, I'm going to start with you on that one. Oh, what'd, what'd you think of that Twitter burn?
It's kind of funny. It felt rather Drew McIntyre-ish of a burn. Like, it was a good one.
I like the fact that it was 4 a.m. and he was like, hey, just, you know, I'm out working you too.
I mean... yeah, I did wonder, dude, why are you up at 4 in the morning?
They're running companies, bro.
Fucking weird, man. It's fucking weird. But it also almost makes sense. I mean, you got Dynamite till 10, you got Rampage, you got Teardown. You know Tony Khan's not going to be the first dude to leave. He's going to hug all his wrestlers, dap up all his wrestlers, enjoy a beer with all his wrestlers. Because, you know, it's all friends wrestling, so.
All friends. No, I agree. You could get a good match out of the 5 minutes, Uncle Bob. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to give it a shot.
I wouldn't say actually, though, because there have been some good matches on WWE television.
Yeah.
So.
We'll see what happens. But no, Tony Khan absolutely burning Eric Bischoff on X. Now, Eric Bischoff has had a field day with this and has been tweeting all day up a storm about it. Conrad and him made clear that 83 weeks is not ending, even though it's gone longer than 83 weeks. hey. Well, the original concept was like 83 weeks for 83 weeks.
Well, what are you gonna do?
But they made money, and hey, that's how it goes. Travis, what is your take on the newest Tony Khan and Eric Bischoff Twitter beef?
You mean money convince somebody to keep doing something?
No.
Stop.
Kind of jackasses are we?
Oh, here we are doing everything for free. What are we doing?
Wasting our lives.
That's a little harsh. I've learned transferable skills.
That's true. I have too. Never mind. I love the beef. I always love the beef between these two. It always provides quality entertainment on Twitter. Those are the few times I actually do pay attention to Twitter when that actually happens. And seeing them go at it always kind of warms my heart to see them just want to yell at each other. It's the real crux of what Twitter is all about. And those two do it perfectly.
Yeah, Bischoff said today he's the Sam Bankman Fried of professional wrestling, hashtag money mark.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
How does Jason not know? He's like 80.
He retweeted this image.
Wow, what a dick. I mean, it's good, though. That's some Drew McIntyre-level trolling right there. You know, Travis didn't get to see it. You know that picture of Tony Montana from Scarface when he's in his chair after he takes over? Well, Eric Bischoff had one of his people, because I refuse to believe that Eric Bischoff took 5 minutes to do this on Photoshop, took Tony Khan's face and put it on Tony Montana from Scarface. It's great. And, you know, the whole pile of coke scene, that scene.
But here's the original response from Bischoff. Here was the first one. Bischoff said, a money mark with no talent other than spending daddy's money, going all the way to Canada to draw less than 4K in one of the hottest pro wrestling markets in North America. Talk about wise choices. Strap in. It's going to be a fun day. Because he pointed out the low attendance of Dynamite last night. That was the original quote tweet of Tony Khan's tweet.
Sure, let's show fucking video from 6-7 o'clock in the afternoon. That's obviously people aren't even coming in. Stop it. I don't want to talk about this fucking asshole anymore. Fucking hate his ass.
All right.
Everything's fucking negative with Eric fucking Bischoff. He's a piece of shit that had one good fucking idea. Okay. Get the fuck out of here. Shut your fucking mouth. Uh-huh. Make room for where people actually care about the future of this business. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Boo AEW.
That's fine. You can boo AEW. I mean, it's more about him not being constructive. He's just negative about everything.
Travis, do you have any thoughts on that miniature tirade from Mr. McCarthy?
I don't like him.
Miniature tirade.
Sounds like he needs a nap.
He's a piece of motherfucking.
Well,
okay. I think he's fantastic. I think he's got all great ideas. Tells it like it is.
Sure does.
Travis, what...
Not you, Bischoff.
I knew what you meant. I'm full of shit all the time.
Me too, and so then I go number two. Travis, what's your take? What's your take on the specifics of the... I know I asked about the Twitter beef in totality, but now I'm asking about that original comeback. What's your take?
What was it again?
It was. Hold on just a second.
Guys, continue this conversation. I'm going to pee.
All right. It was. It was this. He's going to tinkle. It was. I'm scrolling, because he's had a lot of tweets today. Scroll. God bless. Get off social media, Eric. Grow up. And Eric's original comeback to the tweet. He quote tweeted and said, a money mark with no talent other than spending daddy's money, going all the way to Canada to draw less than 4K in one of the hottest pro wrestling markets in North America, talking about wise choices. Strap in, it's going to be a fun day. And he attached to that tweet a video of the low attendance for Wednesday's Dynamite. What do you think of that comeback?
I don't know. I think they're just both kind of talking out their ass at this point.
I think that's a fair statement. Yeah, I think that's... you know...
It's the only way to put it anymore. Fair. They're just both kind of just talking shit to talk shit.
Yeah, like it. I like it. Look, I've been very clear, Travis, that I wish that Eric Bischoff would, if he is still this interested and passionate about the wrestling business, I wish he and Conrad would do what they clearly could do, and that's start a promotion and get in the game.
Or invest in one.
Yeah, whether that be TNA, MLW, or others, just get back in the game. And if you think you can really take a crack at being the number two promotion, or maybe even someday down the line the number one promotion. Put the money where the mouth is, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And that's for Tony Khan, Bischoff, Conrad, anybody. I appreciate, because here's the kicker. Someone might say to us, well, you guys are sitting behind a microphone and talking about wrestling. Believe me, we'd love to start a wrestling company tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, the three of us would not sleep a wink. We'd be in there like swimwear.
And so, also, we produce wrestling content with promotions.
Yes,
so
we do. We're in the game. We have a big toe in the game.
We are doing something about it.
Hey, nobody loves this business more than the three of us. We might not agree on if the sky is blue on some angles, but the passion and love, oh, man, it's got more passion and love coming out of our ass than any Jennifer Lopez relationship you've ever seen. You know, that's the passion and love that Miro and CJ Perry were missing. So, interesting, anywho. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anywho, Eric Bischoff, Tony Khan, going at it. Even though Eric Bischoff has made an appearance or two for AEW, it's not like they were always on bad terms. I don't know what made him go so south. You know, I don't, and I really don't care, to be honest with you. And again, I'll close with this, and then if McCarthy's got anything. Eric, if you're so passionate still about the wrestling business, and that's great that you are. I love this business, too. You and Conrad put that money together and get in the damn game. You want to, look, it's the Michael Jackson classic, right? Be the change you want to see in the world, right? The old, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. So, that's right, a little.
That's classic. I don't think he's ever done that. Probably most of these people that we talk about have never.
So
the billionaires, at least.
I just think getting the game there, Bish, and hey,
yeah, man, show us how it's done.
And I know a friend that currently works for the WWE that certainly would come be your first employee. So there you go. You're started. You have your on-air general manager.
There it is.
Am I wrong?
No.
Am I wrong?
Not even a little.
No. Yeah. He would love, I'm sure. So all three of you, let's get in the game and damn it, compete. You want to be number one or number two? Get in there and fight your balls off for it. Instead, you get behind a microphone and you just run down because you couldn't also do what he's trying to do. The difference is he's still got a company to run and you don't.
And he doesn't want to run anybody else out of business.
Well, the only person that Eric Bischoff ran out of business was himself.
Ha-ha!
And I have great respect for Bischoff. Like, you know my love.
I respect what he was able to do in NWO and help make wrestling popular and shit, but it doesn't change the fact that he had one good idea.
Well, I don't know. Goldberg was a good idea.
Was he?
It got over.
Two, maybe. Probably wasn't even his idea. It was probably Hogan's.
Yeah, he goes, man, that's fair.
Because
Hogan was the first guy to see. He goes, this guy's got money.
I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I got to. Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking. So I got to turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Who snatches up in front of you?
No, I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay. Because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling?
Yeah.
Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop talking to me a second.